15, between the governor and the tribal chair of the Santa Ynez Band of Kumash Indians. This compact supersedes the tribe's 1999 compact and will be in effect for 25 years, provided it is ratified by both houses of the legislature and is approved by the federal government, which we don't really see any problem with. The compact allows the tribe to operate up to 2,500 slot machines and will result in more revenue being distributed to local jurisdictions and non-gaming limited gaming tribes. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to compacts, the established policy for ratification for tribal state compacts provides for an informational hearing, which we're doing here today, relative to the essence of the compact, to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. The vehicle for ratification of this compact is AB 1540, Adam Gray. I would like to thank our witnesses in advance for being with us today. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, the opportunity for public comment will be available, and proponents and opponents. So with that, the table is yours.
Morning, Vice Chairman, Senators Joe Dillon, Senior Advisor to Governor Brown. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you about the proposed tribal state gaming compact between the Santa Ynez Band of Mission Indians and the state of California. The compact complies with federal law and that it ensures that the tribe is the primary economic beneficiary of the gaming operation. It builds on the exceptionally professional manner in which the tribe has regulated the gaming operation, but respects the shared responsibility between the tribe and the state to ensure that the gaming activities are conducted with integrity and to provide for the safety of the public. It also reflects the shared desire by both parties to incentivize mutually beneficial investments in the local community. I'd like to just talk about three areas of difference between this proposed compact and the 1999 Tribal State Gaming Compact. The first is the economic terms. The 99 compact required tribes to pay into the Indian Gaming Special Distribution Fund on the basis of a percentage of their net win. The SDF was used for a variety of purposes. It paid for the state's regulatory costs, problem gambling. It was used to backfill the revenue sharing trust fund, and if any money was left over, it went to local mitigation. Not all tribes paid into the SDF. It was a function of whether or not they had an operation in effect on a specific date back in 1999. And there, unfortunately, wasn't money left over always for local mitigation. The RSTF payments were based on license fees, a statewide pool that actually resulted in litigation. This proposed compact requires the tribe to pay into the SDF based on its pro rata share of the state's regulatory cost. It's actually a decrease in what they would pay into the SDF, but it reflects an equitable distribution as we move forward to implement this formula. It requires 6% of their net win to go towards the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund and the Tribal Nation Grant Fund. So that's a significant increase, and it includes the Tribal Nation Grant Fund, something that we think will provide great benefits to Native people within the state. 6% goes to the RSTF Tribal Nation Grant Fund, but there are up to 60% of credits that reflect a variety of mutually beneficial investments. That includes payments to local jurisdictions, investments in renewable energy projects and water conservation projects, and among other things, investment in healthcare facilities. Those are the economic provisions. Another significant difference are the environmental protection provisions. The 99 compact was primarily aspirational and that required the tribe to make good faith efforts to mitigate the off-reservation impact. The proposed compact reflects the tribe's commitment to being a responsible steward of the environment. It requires a full environmental impact review analysis and a binding agreement in place with the county regarding mitigation prior to commencing projects. The last area that I want to touch on is the Labor Relations Ordinance. Just as we updated and refined many other aspects of the 99 Compact, we updated and refined the Labor Ordinance. The tribe is one of the largest employers within Santa Barbara County and has a longstanding commitment to taking care of its employees. The terms reflect a process which is respectful of tribal sovereignty, but affords the employees with a fair opportunity to make an informed choice regarding representation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Should we do some questions, or Mr. Chairman, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, I would.
We'll save the questions for when they're all done.
Good morning, Mr. Vice Chairman and Senators. I'm Vincent Armenta. I'm the tribal chairman for the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians. With this new compact, the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians will continue on its path to economic self-sufficiency. Our successful tribal economy has allowed us to bring vital services to our tribe, from health care, education, cultural, and environmental programs. This compact not only secures the future of our tribe, but it's also beneficial to the state and local communities. For example, our casino has generated more than 2,300 full-time jobs in the state of California. Through its spending, most in the San Ynez Valley and Santa Barbara County, we have generated an estimated $14.7 million in taxes. The new compact benefits not only our tribe, but as mentioned, it benefits other tribes as well. We will pay into annually the revenue sharing trust fund, from which the state has an obligation to provide that funding to other non-gaming tribes or limited gaming tribes. We will continue to work closely with Santa Barbara County and our neighboring local governments to ensure they too benefit from the new compact. This includes numerous intergovernmental agreements that we currently have in place, both with the Sheriff's Department and the County Fire Department. While ensuring the health and safety of our community is a top priority, so is protecting our environment. This compact will allow us to continue investing in renewable energy projects and support our award-winning water treatment and conservation efforts. With that in mind, we respectfully request the support of the new Tribal State Gaming Compact. And again, thank you for your time.
Absolutely, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Ribbon. I represent Unite Here, which represents 300,000 hotel and casino workers in the United States and Canada. We are very, very grateful to Governor Brown for his decision to move forward on workers' rights with regard to self-expression and being able to work with other workers in concert. He's shown this over the years in the farm worker industry. He's shown this with the minimum wage. He's shown this a number of ways, and he's continuing this with respect to upgrades to the Tribal Labor Relations Ordinance in this compact. And we are very, very grateful to the governor for paying attention to that issue, because we think it's very important. In addition, over the last several months, I've had an opportunity to get to know Chairman Armenta a little bit. And Chairman Armenta is a very proud and fearful proponent of his tribe and his tribe's future. And it's absolutely crystal clear that nothing is more important to Chairman Armenta than the future for the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians. And it's something that is admirable in my view. And notwithstanding that, the chairman has found room to reach agreement with the governor on the issues of free expression and free association for the workers. And we think that is commendable, is a model, and we are extremely grateful to Chairman Armenta and his tribal council as well. Thank you.
Fantastic. Sam, do you have anything to add?
Nothing to add, sir.
Okay, thank you. Do we have questions from the committee? Well, we can open it up for public comment, but I would just like to say that I've had the opportunity of coming down and seeing your operation down south, and it's a wonderful project. It's environmentally sound. You help the community tremendously. And I think it's been a wonderful project in the past. And I think this new compact that we're looking at today is just a continuation of the good work that you have done over the years. So I'll certainly be backing this compact as we move forward, and wish you the best of luck. With that, any favorable comments, we would be more than anxious to hear from you.
I'm Robbie Hunter, president of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. We represent 350,000 construction workers in California. We have a long history with the Chumash, in particular with Chairman Armenta. He puts people to work in the community. He understands the value of a skilled, trained workforce. He has been a partner with the building trades along the coast. And we really appreciate his leadership with the tribe and his concerns for construction workers. He's been one of the best employers in the state of California for trades and apprenticeship, and we're looking forward to participating in the future of the Chumash Reservation. Casino. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter, very much.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw on behalf of the Awa Caliente Band of Tuya Indians, here to testify really in support of every federally recognized tribe being able to negotiate terms for a compact or a compact amendment that respects the rights and the vision of that tribe. Because we think they have the ability and need to negotiate those terms for tribal gaming on their own tribal lands. We do respect the position of the governor, as he does with our sovereign nations, that terms of compacts are to be negotiated tribe by tribe on an individual basis, and that no individual agreement should be considered precedent setting. So with those guidelines, we fully support the chairman of the Chumash tribe and the tribe for negotiating their terms, and we then will be supporting the ratification measure.
Thank you.
Kilarnyati Quintana here on behalf of the Barona Band of Mission Indians, and we're happy to see a fellow 1999 tribe launch into a new era, and we're here to support the effort.
Thank you.
Sean Flanagan on behalf of the Squan Tribe in San Diego. We're here in strong support of this compact and believe it's a fair deal for the state and the tribe, and urge other tribes out there to come and support as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. Jerome Encinas on behalf of the Rincon Band of Luiseno Indians from San Diego County and the Blue Lake Rancheria from Humboldt County in strong support of the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash.
Nice, Jerome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation, also here in strong support of this agreement. We think the compact offers a variety of benefits for all involved, but especially, as Mr. Gribben mentioned, the workers that are here today. We think the compact really does provide a model, as he mentioned, and it's one that we'd like to see met or exceeded in all future compacts, where it does protect the tribe's right to free expression, but it also really does protect the workers' rights to organize and to talk about their own working conditions among themselves and have a real voice on the job. We urge your support.
Hi, my name is Robert Flatt. I work at Thunder Valley Casino, and I'm a proud union member. Over 7,000 workers have organized in over 7,000 workers have organized here in California as a result of negotiations that you guys have had with the governor. Because of this, we're able to provide for our families, especially here in Northern California, to live with dignity, and we believe all workers should have these rights. We commend the tribe and the governor, and we recommend that you ratify this agreement.
Hello, my name is Rosalina Kovac. I work in Pala Casino Housekeeper. I come here to support the Santana Ynez Band, Chumash Indian, because they have great, similar language as will the Pala Bende Envision Indian. They all allows us the negotiation of affordable health care and living ways for us and my family. Our tribe in Pala Casino has given this opportunity and try us with the same respect and dignity in Chumash tribe has shown in the rise this agreement. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Christy Aguirre. I work at, Cache Creek Casino. I've been there for about 11 years. And as workers in the tribal casino industry around the state, we compliment the Chumash tribe and Governor Brown for agreeing to the increased rights for our workers in the compact. Free expression and freedom of association may seem like small issues, but we believe it leads to a work environment of mutual respect and pride in our work and workplace. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the Senate. My name is Terry Nisich, and I'm the Assistant County Executive Officer for the County of Santa Barbara. As you're aware, the compact before you today was signed on August 26th and is now before this body a mere 6 days later. Given the expedited time frame, the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors has not had an opportunity to fully review, analyze, or consider taking a position on the 2015 compact. This compact was negotiated for over 1 year and will shape Santa Barbara County and the San Ynez Valley for decades to come. Yet Santa Barbara County had yet less than 1 week to review the document. In addition, the county was informed of the compact via press release. To put this into a bit of context, on August 25th, the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to enter into discussions with the tribe on the Camp 4 project to resolve longstanding disputes in that area. So we're looking forward to meeting with the tribe to begin those discussions. While limited opportunity to review, the county does have several concerns. We are concerned that our local government may not have been fully afforded the opportunities as other governments in recently ratified compacts. A specific area of concern is the methodology for distribution of funds under Section 5.3 of the compact. Your Senate staff report indicates on page 6 that payments by the tribe to the county shall serve the off-reservation needs of county residents and, quote, shall be subject to the approval of the county. While this language exists in other compacts, it is not within this compact. The county intends to work with the tribe to specifically define the methodology and criteria to identify such projects and ultimately the distribution of those funds. We want to ensure that the funds designated are maximized and coordinated with other high priority projects and needs. The compact is silent on the process. Finally, the county is very appreciative of CSAC's efforts to promote the use of enforceable agreements with binding arbitration to resolve disputes, improving the integrity of tribal environmental review, and ensuring off-reservation impacts are fully mitigated. We sincerely thank the governor for hearing the county's concerns regarding these issues, and we are very pleased that they are included within the compact today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody in opposition? With that, I would like to ask everybody that was in support today, oh, we do have some opposition. By all means, come up to the mic.
Thank you. My name is Ken Williams. I represent the Preservation of Los Olivos and the Preservation of Santa Ynez, both community organizations that actually predate the casino. And they asked me, I've just looked at the compact. They asked me to come here and comment on the Indian lands description in Exhibit A. Indian lands is the heart of any compact. You have to have Indian lands as of 1988 to be have a casino. If you read Exhibit A, the last entry there is a deed that was included land in 2014. That's clearly not Indian land for available for a casino. And so I would ask that the compact and the property description be amended to delete that deed and that parcel on the attached map.
Thank you.
Now I haven't had time to look at the other descriptions. I have looked at the map, as I remember the deeds that conveyed those parcels, which are well known in the Santa Ynez Valley. The map does not look like the deeds that were conveyed in 1930. 1906. So I would ask that you have somebody make an Indian lands determination to make those other lands, and the ones that are not in the 2014 deed, are qualified as Indian lands. Normally that's done by the National Indian Gaming Commission, but California has an obligation under its constitution to also make that determination. So I would ask that you all make that determination. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, I would like to ask everybody that has testified in favor of this compact, if you could send a letter of support to our Republican consultants. We have not received one from everybody, and we do need that. So with that, are there any questions from the committee? Yes, Senator Block.
Yeah, I would just like any of the witnesses at the table to respond to Santa Barbara County's concerns about timing issues and timeliness.
Well, Senator, we've been working on the negotiations for well over a year. The negotiations were conducted, as they always are, confidentially between the tribe and the state. We had general discussions with the county about issues that were of importance to them. And I think, as was indicated, those were addressed. I think that the timing issues reflect the forcing function of the deadline related to the end of the legislative session, which is what prompted the short timeline between the signing and this hearing.
Any other questions? Yes, Senator Glaser.
Just like to follow up on that. I mean, there was an indication that there was language changed in this proposed compact that involves the consultation or review by the county. Could you address that specifically?
Yes, Senator. Section 4.4 of the compact, as we've indicated to the county, does require that the tribe and local jurisdictions enter into agreements with regard to the credits. We believe that puts the county or the local jurisdictions at the table with the tribe to address their concerns so that they can work together to figure out how best to further the purposes of the compact, which are to make mutually beneficial investments in the community. So I think that there is no need for specific approval language when there's a requirement for an actual agreement, and the language in the compact requires that there be an agreement between the tribe and the local jurisdiction.
Is that language change doesn't diminish the county's role? Is that what you're saying, that there is language changes? Is that true, that there is language changes here?
That's correct. I think that every compact involves discussions on a range of issues, and working our way through the role of the county in this compact reflected the history between the county and the tribe, and we could talk about that at length, I think, but we tried to do our best to ensure that the county's equities were protected, and I think we did that here.
But did your language change diminish the role of the county vis-a-vis other counties and other compacts?
No, it didn't. It requires that the tribe and the county enter into agreements with regard to those credits. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions? That being said, I just think that it's inspiring, because it hasn't always been the case that labor and the tribes have worked together. And obviously, with the support that's here today, that's changed. And we've seen that in a couple different compacts that have moved forward this year. So I'd like just to commend all you guys on a fine job. It's a beautiful operation down there. It blends into the community. You can't even see this place when you're out there. It's really nice. Has some good hunting out there, too. So I look forward to getting down there very soon, Mr. Chairman, and look forward to getting this thing to the Senate here this next week or so. So thank you for coming. If there's nothing further, I guess this meeting is adjourned. And thank you very much for your coming up today.